came in a little late on that one. I was talking, I was on the other side.
We were catching up.
Yes, I was on the other side talking to Hope, and then all of a sudden I heard my theme, whoa, I gotta be on. So anyway, so I sit down, and then I forgot, I pump up the volume on my headset, you know, so while I'm in here, I can hear what's, you know.
Sure,
what's,
yes.
You know, Jason's show and stuff like that. And all of a sudden I put it on my head, and I'm like, whoa, a little loud.
We're ready.
I know it. So welcome. Another Sunday, beautiful day out. That was, I called fluffy snow last night. And I was up last night at 11:30 shoveling because it's like shoveling feathers. It's kind of just fun. And it was no wind, nothing. It was a really beautiful night last night. And we were discussing boxes.
Your fetish.
Well, not quite a fetish. I'm hopefully there's other people out there.
Oh, there
that
is.
Are the same way. Whereas I'm going through the boxes. I'm like, oh, this is a really nice box. It's really made very well, very heavy duty, nice cardboard, such as da. So I burned about half my boxes, and the other half are like, oh, but somebody can use these. So I don't know. I told Hope that I think, I need to break them down so to make them flat so that I can, that will save a lot of space.
Oh, it will.
But I still have the good boxes. So we'll see. So hopefully you guys got some good questions for me today. Also, too, playing right now, Tampa Bay and Green Bay. When I came in, it wasn't good for the home team. When the Vikes ain't in it, I go Packers. All right. Me and Grandpa Mike got a whole dollar bet in this game. I'm going Packs. And when I came in at halftime, it was 21-10.
Oh.
Not in our favor.
Right.
So hopefully that Aaron's will get his poop in a group and pull her out. And the Packers will be in the Super Bowl. Have you heard what they're going to do for the Super Bowl this year? I mean, how are like, you know. Well, I know a lot of the advertisers are backing out because they don't have the funds, you know, because usually it's like how many millions and millions of dollars for a 30-second commercial.
Right.
So I know a lot of that has calmed down. But as far as the stadium, are they allowing so many people in? How that all's breaking out? I haven't heard. I guess
I haven't heard really. I think I saw something Miley Cyrus is doing like a TikTok something performance, but it's not the main performance. Like a smaller... show or something I saw she posted, but otherwise I haven't been following that closely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I just hope that Packers get in there. They played good this year. They deserve to be in there. And I know Tampa Bay and Brady, but oh. So anyway. So let's see what else we got new this week. Other than boxes, pretty boxes. Not pretty. They're well made. That's the thing. A well made box. So hopefully you got some questions for me. So you can give a holler. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. A little bit about squeaker toys. I'm sure you know people, dogs that, you know, people get these really cutesy toys and then they get, you know, usually stuffed toys. And they've got the squeaker in them. And in 0.2 seconds, the dog can have that thing apart and that squeaker out of there. And do you know why, Hope?
Because they don't like the sound. Is
Very
that correct?
Good. Yes. They hate the sound of squeaker toys. It's like nails on a chalkboard. And so, but don't be doing that. If your dog destroys toys to get the squeakers out, now you're teaching them to be destructive. So don't do that. Get toys that don't make them make a sound. Also, too, what can happen is that, what you can do if there's a really cute toy that you really like, well, then you bring it home, do a little operation on it, take out the squeaker, sew it back up, and then give it to the dog. But anytime a dog starts tearing something apart, folks, you do not allow them. You wouldn't let the two-legged kids, you know, they're coloring with the crayons, and all of a sudden they're stepping on grinding the crayons into the floor. You know what I mean? That's not the proper use of a crayon.
Right.
So they've got to use proper sense. And somebody's got to intervene and say, hey, this is unacceptable behavior. So don't allow your dogs, because now with, you know, the COVID and everything, you know, people are out buying cutesy toys. And another thing with the toys and dogs is it's just like two-legged kids. The two-legged kids can have every toy known to man, and they'll stand in the middle of the room going, I'm barred. And so what they do, people go and buy new toys. Oh, he'll like this one. Oh, he'll like that one. Well, then all of a sudden, they're either shredding them or they could care less about them. Mm-hmm. But also, too, what happens if your dog has toys on every room and all around, basically, it's their house. All toys should be picked up, put into a box or a bin or whatever, and only two toys out at a time. And then you rotate those toys. Now the dog is going to like, oh, wow, what a new toy. But if he's got a toy every time he turns around, no, that's because most dogs want to interact with us humans. They don't want to go and lay by themselves. And there are some dogs that will throw the ball in the air for themselves and, you know, have a good time. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
But there's not to be any destruction, ripping apart of anything. And you've got to intervene with that to say, just take it away. Say, you be nice, be nice. And the third time you take it away, if the dog's like, yeah, I'm going to rip it anyway, then you put it, take it away and put it away. Don't give the dog that option. Because anything can be destroyed by any dog, especially those needle teeth of puppies. Those little things can rip through anything, skin, clothing. And so you've got to, and this is another thing with the toys. And I brought this up before, and I'm just reiterating it, is that, okay, the dog is nipping you. The puppy's going after you, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, you look on YouTube, you look out there at different websites, and a lot of them say, give the dog something that he can chew, okay? You can't chew on my arm, but here, chew on this toy.
Okay.
Right? Well, look at it from the dog's point of view. Wow, if I go after you, I get a toy.
Oh, no.
You got to think how the dog sees it. Don't say, okay, don't chew my arm. No. Dogs learn by trial and error. They do this, this happens. They do that, that happens. If they were gnawing on Ma's leg, Ma's not going to go and get a rabbit and say, here, chew on the rabbit instead of my leg. Okay, what they're going to do, she's going to come around, you know, he's gnawing on her leg. She's going to come around his neck with her teeth. And grab and pinch her with her teeth around his neck and like knock it off. Okay, the pup's gonna yelp. And then mama slowly let go of the grip and the pup would slowly back off. All right, so the pup learned if you don't listen to the growl, here comes my teeth. All right,
yeah.
You don't reward that behavior with a toy. What you do is you get your growl in there. Ah, no bite. Hey, no bite. Deeper, slower. Lower your voice, and the dog now knows he's in deep doo-doo. You could also get a hair mister, plus mister, fill it with water, set it on stream, and then if he doesn't, if you go, ah, no bite. If they don't back off, blast them in the water, or blast them in the face with the water and go, ah, no bite. As soon as they back off, you just call me, go, thank you, very nice, thank you. And then, like, let's go over here, and let's go over there, let's go someplace else, get out of the situation. That's the big name of the game, folks. You got to, you know, it's not me master you dog when you're training a dog. That is not it. What it is dogs, as I keep telling you, do things out of respect and trust that we've earned. And that's just like mom. You know, mom grabs around the neck and grabs them with their teeth and squeezes until they, you know, pinches or, you know what I mean, pokes them. The pup yelps and he learns, oh, better listen to mom's growl because I don't want that to happen again. Now, you're not going around and pinching your dogs around the neck, but by blasting them in the water, using a shake can with 5 pennies in it, tape the top of it, you know, a pop can, shake the can so whether they get blasted in the face. Now, there are some dogs that, you know, when you blast them in the face with the water, they go, got it, got it. Then you go half apple cider vinegar, half water, and you aim for just the nose or the mouth, and then get that voice in there. Just don't blast him. You got to get that voice in there. Ah, no bite as you blast. So it's first 5 times you say, ah, blast, quiet, or ah, blast, enough. I mean, no bite. And so then after that, then it's ah, no bite. And if they don't, now the blast comes out, okay? Because you want the dogs to learn to listen to your voice so the correction doesn't come, all right? All right, 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Hopefully you got some great questions for me. Okay, your first riddle or whatever to solve today is, what always falls without getting hurt and makes children and some adults happy? We'll be back. All right, we're back. Lucky us, lucky you. Give us all, or we got open lines. 651-641-1071. What always falls without getting hurt and makes children and some adults happy?
I can't figure this one out.
Snow.
Oh.
There you go. Snow.
There we go. On the theme.
I thought that was fitting considering I was shoveling at midnight last night.
Okay. And it made you happy because it was fluffy.
It was fluffy, not stuffy. I like that. I like that. You know, Jason's got that Matheson's got that biscuit, Betty and
Earls, right?
Yeah, Betty and Earls, Earls and Betty's. I can never remember. Anyway, so he posted some biscuits Saturday on Facebook, and I'm like, oh God, I want to go so bad.
I know.
I love biscuits. I mean, that is a weakness of mine. If you give me a doggone, I love biscuits and gravy. That's my all time is biscuits or biscuits and what they call that fried
steak,
like a chicken fried steak, or
okay,
it's like a breaded steak or breaded, you know what I mean? That's flat. I forget what they call that, but anyway, and then lots of the good gravy. I make a really good gravy, but I like I said, I looked at that and I'm like, oh, do you deliver to Hugo? But anyway, so I want to taste those biscuits one of these days. I'll get down there. He's up at Rosedale's or Earls and Betty's or Betty's and Earls. I can never remember. But anyway, I think everybody's watching the game and because nobody's called in. And then we got one quick caller that I'll mention. She was talking about a UTI that her dog has chronic UTI. Usually if the dogs have UTI, it's kind of like humans. Some girls, the way their girl parts are put together, they're prone to like UTIs because things are tilted or out of sync or whatever type thing. So that's a possibility. Then another thing is what it can cause is that maybe too high yeast in the diet. Maybe try some organic apple cider vinegar for small dogs, you know, real small dogs, like a half a teaspoon a day. You know, small dogs, a teaspoon, medium dogs, a tablespoon, and big dogs, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. You can put it, if you're rehydrating your dog's food, you know, adding water and letting it soak so they're not eating dry food, which is, I would strongly suggest that. So then all that is not just sitting in their stomach, because we all know dogs don't chew, they slam. So you just add water until everything floats. Okay, put it aside. Non-grain free takes about a half hour to rehydrate, and grain free takes about an hour to rehydrate. After that, when you go back to the dish, if all the water's gone, feel the kibble, and if it's pretty near soft to the center, then fluff it up, put your supplements in, and then feed it. But if it's maybe a little bit too, maybe then add a little bit more hot water. And don't nuke it. Don't do that. Just put the hot water on there and just let it, you know, rehydrate, okay? Now those dogs that, you know, are scarfers, you know, they're not slamming that dry food into their stomach, and the weight of that is sitting there, that whole kernel. Then they go over and drink a buttload of water to compensate for all that dry matter, like almost eating a saltine cracker box. Okay, now that weight sits in the stomach. So that's why, and it's uncomfortable. It's hard on their digestive system. So if you rehydrate the dog's food, they're going to eat less because they're going to absorb more, and it's going to be better all around for them. And then it's easy to give supplements too. So, but people that go out and buy these puzzle things where you put the kibbles in, and the dogs have to eat around that. You know, that is just, it's healthier to rehydrate the dog's food. So that it will, like I said, everything is now rehydrated when it hits the stomach. So now the stomach can just absorb what it needs, and then out the back door goes. So anyway, so the apple cider vinegar is really good, especially if dogs are having a lot of yeast infections in their ears, but it also works well for UTI. Also, cranberry, they have cranberry, like ground up powdered, and you know, women take that too. You can get it at health food stores or whatever, and they do have some that's just for dogs. I would do some probiotics, and then whatever food. If you're feeding kind of like from a big box store food, not good. So there's a lot of little things that you want to try changing. The cranberry is one of them, probiotics for sure. And then see how that works, okay? Okay, who do we got?
We have Tracy, and her dog has been feeling uneasy.
Oh, uneasy. Okay. Hi, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm good, Katie. How are you doing?
Good, good. What kind of pupper? Yes, I can. What kind of pupper do you got?
Okay, good. Okay. Well, no, my dog, she's 14. She's a little wiener dog.
Okay.
And she has arthritis now. Well, she'll actually be 15 this year.
Okay.
But, and she's on the Hill diet. She's had some digestive issues for a while. So I've had her on that per vet recommendation.
Uh-huh.
Not saying that it's the best thing, but that's another question. But she whines at like midnight and bedtime, and she's uneasy all night long. Like I take her out like 3 or 4 times a night from like midnight to like whatever times. And,
okay.
She just constantly whines.
No, as far as whining, is she like pacing, panting, or she's just whining?
She's just whining.
Okay, so she's not pacing or panting.
No.
Okay, what I would do is try changing her diet. And so if you get some more proteins, better proteins into her, and what you got to do is slowly rotate over. You know, maybe you start out a quarter of the new to three quarters of the old, you know, for like 4 or 5 days, and then like a 50-50 for 4 or 5 days. But I would add probiotics because her tummy might be upset, okay, and not feeling well, and that's what's causing her to kind of be a little bit anxious. Also, too, at that age, she can start losing. What does she hear anymore?
When she wants to, I think.
Okay. And what about her eyes? How's her eyes doing?
No, they have that cataracty kind of big green. She's a black and tan, so yes, so she has like the big green or blue kind of.
Okay. Try dropping a potato chip in front of her, okay? Or if you don't want her to eat it, like a cotton ball, something that falls slow, and see if she follows it. You know, kind of like put her on a chair, okay? And then drop the cotton ball or something that, potato chip, you know, something that falls slowly, and see if she can follow that. You know, if it just kind of goes past her, you know what I mean? And she doesn't like look down, you know, or jump down to get it, then, she might be a lot more vision challenged than normal. Also too, what happens sometimes when dogs get whiny like that, my guess is that her tummy doesn't feel right. When do you feed her last at night?
Okay, you know what? And this is going to be my dog owner's fault. I don't think her tummy feels right, just that you're making this point. But basically, she kind of begs for food on the constant. Mm-hmm. So I feed her a little bit, like not all the time, but at least 4 to 5 times. But I don't give her like a full meal. Not that that's an excuse for me, but because she just constantly whines, Katie. Like I'm just like, sometimes it's hard to.
Okay, I really think. I really think that you know you need to get some probiotics in her, digestive enzymes, a little apple cider vinegar, and then change that food. Because I really think that's what you need to do. I think she needs more protein. It used to be the old school is that, you know, as they get older, they don't have a need for the protein, and they found that that's wrong. Their muscle mass and such like that needs that protein. If you look at like a lot of senior diets, it's basically they take all the good stuff out and they just kind of leave kind of the junk. And so that's why what I would do with the older, as the dogs age, what you just do is you feed them the good stuff, but you just feed a lot less because they're not, you know, they're done growing and they're not utilizing the calories. So you just feed them a lot less. And if she's constantly begging and whining, but you're kind of perpetuating that, if I whine, you feed me. And so what you got to remember not to do at this point also, if she whines, just get up and go to another room or don't answer her. Don't go, what? Are you hungry? Do you want to go outside? Don't answer her. All right. And so, so what's going to happen is that you're training her to do that to get your attention. And she knows she's going to get something from you, and maybe usually it's food, all right? So that's, that's why what we want to do is that she's wanting to get something from you, but also, too, now, what's her coat like?
She's a shiny black and tan.
Oh, good. She's shiny?
It's shiny, yeah. She's good, yeah.
And then what about the coat? I mean, the shedding. Is she shedding a lot or not?
No, she hasn't been shedding a lot. But I also do, you know, like give her good shampoos, but I also do take her to like a groomer or something like that when her coat gets, you know,
nice.
A little whitey. Like I have black hair too, so if you get like the white.
But okay, then add, you know, if you don't want to, you know, like I love the Nutrisource products, okay, you can start out with maybe the turkey and rice, you know, try rotating that in. But I think for sure right now I would start with a probiotic and a digestive enzyme. They're two different things. And then the apple cider vinegar, the organic. How many pounds is she?
She's probably 13.
13 pounds, yeah. So you can build to a teaspoon a day, you know, over a week or so, build to a teaspoon a day, you know, for her. Okay. Because that puts a good, it's got the mother to it, you know, so that it puts the good flora into the system. So that helps with digestion also. But I also think part of this thing is that you have, you know, perpetuated this by rewarding it. And so as bad as you want, you know, you want to answer her, just, you know, just get up, maybe go get a drink of water. Okay. You may, the first 3 days, it may seem like nothing's happening. And then you're going to see she's going to whine less and less. Okay.
Okay. So when you were saying stomach enzymes, like what do I get? Is that what you said, the Nutrisource?
No, Nutrisource is dog food, okay? That's the dog food that I'd like you to switch over to. It's the Nutrisource, okay? N-U-T-R-I, source, petfoods.com, okay? And then the probiotic is something different, and the digestive enzyme. Those are two additional things you want to give the dog. Well, if you want to hold on, we'll come back to this. We got to run to break, so hold on. Don't hang up, okay? Okay. If it took four men 24 hours to build a wall, how long would it take two men to build the same wall? We'll be back. Thanks for tuning in to the Katie K9 Show. Go to mytalk1071.com and catch all my past shows on a podcast. If you got questions, you can go there and you can send me an email. Also, you can get to my Facebook page and get to my Katie K9 by going to our website, by going to mytalk1071.1. All right. If it took four men 24 hours to build a wall, how long would it take two men to build the same wall?
24 hours.
No, the wall is already built. It takes no time.
Ah, got it.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. No time because the wall's already built. There you go. Okay, let's go back to Tracy.
Okay, I'm on.
Okay, there you are. There you are.
Okay, I have a couple questions since we've been on the commercial break.
Okay, what?
Also, I wanted to let you know that she gurgles in her stomach at night.
Yep.
I can hear it because I sleep with her.
Yep.
So that has to be her digestive system.
You got it.
Correct?
You bet.
Okay.
That's where a different food, the probiotics, the digestive enzyme, and the apple cider vinegar will come in to help her out.
Okay. So I just want to just check if you have the minute. Don, do I want to give her dry or wet food?
I would not give her, I would soak it so that, you know, in the hot water till it's all rehydrated, then put my supplements in and then feed it. I wouldn't have her eat dry food dry because that's harder for her to break down and she's an older dog.
Okay. So no more wet food.
As far as, well, if you get the good, like, you know, Nutrisource has some good canned dog foods, too, if you want. But you know, that's up to yourself, totally up to yourself, what you want to do. But I would not give her the dry nuggets to eat. I would, you know, rehydrate the kibble, the dry kibble, so that it's soft. Or you could try some of the Nutrisource canned. And then also what you can do is maybe add a little bit of raw hamburger here and raw turkey there, or, you know, chicken or whatever type thing, or a formulated. Just do it in baby steps because you don't want your dog to get the runs, okay? If she's been eating the same thing for any length of time, it's going to take a while for her system to get up and going. But that gurgling in the stomach is just like with humans, too. You're not hungry per se, but your stomach is making noise because it's having a hard time breaking everything down and processing through. That's where the, like in the human world, bifido balance comes in. If you listen to Weight and Wellness, that follows my show, love them girls. But anyway, right. That's what we're trying to do is put good stuff into her gut system to make her feel better, and then maybe try to get a little bit more potency to her food, okay?
So the Nutrisource turkey and rice, I can get it dry or wet, but I'll get it dry. And then, so do I have to do it like before her feeding all the time? Because you know how sometimes that's just not that easy. Like I'm off to work or I'm doing this or I'm doing that. Like,
okay, to rehydrate dry food, you know, the dry kibble. I'll tell people then make breakfast at dinner and dinner at breakfast. Put it in a Pyrex bowl, put the hot water on it. Put the cover on it, put it aside, don't put it in the fridge, put it aside, and then when you get home, it's going to be rehydrated. All you do is fluff it, put your supplements in, and then feed it out.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a probiotic supplement,
yep.
And I didn't write down if you had a recommendation, but it's just a dog probiotics.
Yep. Do you take any digestive enzymes or probiotics?
I do not know.
Okay, because you can give them to the dog. You can go to Vital Planet.com. You can go to Bixby, Bixby.com. And you can go to Mercola.com. Those are some of the ones that I use, okay? You can go to the local health.
I do yogurt. Can I give her like a plain Greek yogurt? Just like a spoonful?
Well, if you want to, yeah, you can put your supplements in that. That's fine if she'll eat it. But that's not good. That doesn't have enough probiotic or digestive enzymes that you're looking for. That's just a spit in the wind.
Okay. Now, I don't want to take up more time on your radio station, but if I give you my email, I wasn't fast enough to write down all the supplements or whatever you were recommending. So, can I just email you?
Yeah, just email me. You just go to mytalk1071.com and send an email, and then I'll type it out and give it to you, okay?
Yeah, and it's Tracy with Roxy Girl, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. There you go. Yeah, probiotics, digestive enzymes, you know, those are, you know, huge with the dogs and cats are having, you know, problems. The same with humans. So, you know, with my tooth infection I was on antibiotics, and boy, did I notice a difference in my gut. You know, I tried to remember to take my probiotics a couple hours after the antibiotic, but I'm still trying to stabilize it out. So it gets crazy. Okay, there's ma'am. Where are we at?
Yes, we are with Lisa, and her dog keeps barking at the mailman.
Okay. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, Katie, I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling.
First, just thank you so much for all the advice. I listen whenever I can, and I appreciate it. And
well, I appreciate
it a lot.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're kind. I appreciate your kind words. And so, now, what kind of dog do you have that likes to bark?
You know what? She's a Jack Russell Terrier mix.
Okay.
I got her as a rescue. She's about six now, and I got her about, I think, when she was one. We actually came and saw you at Rosedale when you were giving talks then, so that
was
a few years ago.
Wow, that was.
But, yeah. But now that I've been working from home since March, she's got some anxiety issues, and she's overall a really great dog. We were doing agility and some obedience, but then with COVID, everything is shut down.
Right.
We haven't been able to get back, so I'm noticing it more. But with me being home, the mailman, FedEx, UPS are all triggers for her. The mailman, though, especially, we're on a street where he parks not far from my house. Mm-hmm. And from the time she hears the truck or sees it, and then he gets out and he walks the block, she's just fanatic about him, and she won't stop barking.
Okay.
When he gets close to my house, then she just goes insane. Like, hey, I know she would attack him if she had the chance.
Okay. What are you doing when she's having the frenzy?
You know what? I've done everything from grab her and try and calm her down. I've tried, on the advice of a trainer, getting some chicken or something like that, and getting pieces of chicken and just trying to redirect and give her, you know, hey, Gracie, come here, let's get the chicken, and giving her that. But she's so ramped up
in
that
bet.
Time.
Yeah, it ain't going to work.
Choking on the chicken.
You bet. Okay, this is a prime example of, you know, some people try to redirect with treats, but this is a prime example of a dog gone over the edge. And no, there's nothing that will get into their head other than you, as far as what you're going to do. I imagine the mailman comes about the same time every day, correct?
Yes and no. Okay. 75% of the time, he does.
Okay.
But there are times where it varies, and so I can't always catch him at her before she gets to that heightened
right,
awareness.
But no, this is what you're going to do then. For the next couple of weeks, she's going to drag a 6-foot nylon leash with her all day, when, you know, during the waking hours, when deliveries are possible, okay? And so then what's going to happen is that the minute that her head goes up, like, did I hear something? You're going to step on that leash. You're going to grab that leash. And then if she starts to bark, quiet. If you have to, take a spray bottle, blaster. Quiet. You be nice now. Be nice. Don't get into a shouting match. You want to deepen your voice, slow it down. Because if you start screaming at the dog, bad dog, shame on you, shut up. All that does is feed the frenzy. All right. So you want to be opposite. You want to go calm. But the main thing is you got that leash, so she can't get to where she wants to go. And then you're going to be in their head. Quiet. Blast. Quiet. Or if that can of a penny can, you know, a pop can, rinse out, put 5 pennies in it, tape the top of it. Sometimes that shake is, you know, you go, shake, quiet. Quiet. And so don't, you just, like I say, she's to stay with you. If you have to, you step on the leash. Mm-hmm. Let's say you get up and just stand on the leash, and where you'll pin it, don't pin her to the ground. You're going to stand on the leash, so when you're standing on it, if she stands, her head is dipped a little bit. But if she sits, okay, the collar goes loose. But if she lays down, the collar goes totally loose. And then okay, so now what you're going to do is, now when you step on the leash like that, don't say anything. Just stand there and ignore her. And she's going to jump out. She's going to, you know what I mean? She's going to get herself, her knickers in a knot big time, okay? But she can't get to the stimulus, the mailman, the UPS guy or whatever. She can't get to the window to see him. And so what's going to happen? She's going to jump forward and she's going to correct herself. She's going to jump forward and she's going to correct herself. The first 2 days will probably look like nothing's happening here. That right. It's like, well, this isn't working. No, no, no. Now what's going to happen by the third and fourth day, you're going to notice that she's going to, but the whole key to this is if you can time it that the minute her head goes up before she actually goes into action, all right, mm-hmm, that's the key to be able to step on that line. If you want to, if you don't think you're going to be, you know, timing right, well, then just hold on to it. If you're sitting at your desk, you know, put it on, you know, hook it to your desk or hook it to your foot or whatever. Okay. So because what the whole key to this is going to be that she can't get to the stimulus, she corrects herself, and she's going to eventually learn that what the word quiet means. That means shut the mouth, all right? And by you being calm. And so usually by the third, fourth day, you're going to see her, you know, get revved up. But then she's going to, you're also going to see her calm down, start to calm down. She's not going to be as reactive as long. All right. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon you'll be able to get into your head like, don't even think it. It's come here. Good job. Very nice. All right. That's the main name of the game. We want to stay on top of this so that, no, she's got her. It doesn't sound like it, but it's basically what she's done is create a game. Mm-hmm. Okay, whereas these intruders are coming close to her house, and she is not going to tolerate this. And so she's just going to bark at him and try to scare him away. But now it's gone over the edge. All right, instead of barkity barkity, somebody's out there, it's I'm going to rip your face off.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and otherwise she's fine, just in normal. But her anxiety has definitely gotten out of hand since I've been home.
Right.
So,
and see, another thing that even though you can't go do the agility and such like that, you have to set a couple times a day, you know, 3-4 times a day, whether it's a minute, 5 minutes, whatever, you're going to use her brain. You're going to get her thinking on other things instead of just being a guard dog. Get some of those tunnels, you know, for kids. Get her to go through those. So, you know, you can build your own little agility in the house. The more you can make her mentally think and use it, the less she's going to be reactive at what's around her. And so that's why I try to mentally, you know, like have her do a down stay while you're eating across the room. Have her do a down stay like when you're walking down the hall to get something and you come back and you release her. Give her little jobs to do throughout the day. And then you're going to see her be a little bit more calm. And then you're also going to see that she's not going to go so nuts when, you know, the UPS guy and such like that, because you're using her energies. You know, you got a high energy dog, and those dogs, it's not, and people got high energy dogs, what they want to do is run them. All that does is give, that's all it does is build an athlete. What you got to do is, she's a smart dog, use it. You know, just because you can't go to a facility to do the, to do the agility and stuff, look around the house. There's a lot of things you can do. There's a book called 10-Minute Dog Training Games, 10-Minute Dog Training Games by Sundance. Sure. And that is really cool. A lot of the stuff that's in there is perfect for the size dog you've got.
Okay.
So you can have some fun. But the more you start using her mentally, like I say, a minute here, 5 minutes there, it doesn't have to be hours. Just little dab do you through the day. All right. That will help the situation out immensely, too. Reiterate the training, you know, work on the stays and such like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Can we just go back quick?
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. I got to run to break. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I got to come on back. So hold on. Okay. Can someone go 21 days without getting sleep? Can they go 21 days without getting sleep? We'll be back. Hello. Thanks for staying with the Katie K9 show. Hey, I'm a poet and don't know it. There we go. Okay. Where am I at here? Okay. Can someone go 21 days without getting sleep?
No.
No problem. They can sleep at night. He said 21 days.
Got it.
Okay. So without getting sleep. No problem. They can sleep at night. There you go. Okay, let's head back to the line. Where are we at? And
we're back with Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, I can't see my screen for some reason. It's been a while. Hey, Lisa. Okay.
So just to clarify, because you said to put her on a 6-foot leash, the nylon leash, and let her drag that around and grab her during the day and have it, like if the mailman's coming, put it down closer to her neck so she has a little bit of wiggle room, but she's going to self-correct. But when is it that I'm supposed to do the ah?
Oh, no. Okay. So, like, when she if she starts to bark, okay, her head comes up, you know, you kind of is, and it's like, okay, here's something. Quick step on the leash or hold on to it and then give her ah and just like, hey, don't even think it. Then she starts to bark, ah, quiet, quiet. And if she really gets herself, you know, in a knicker, you know, knickers in a knot, then stand on the leash, you know, like about 10 inches from the hook. What you're after is that when she's standing on all four paws, when you're standing on the leash, her head should be dipped slightly. You don't want to pin it to the ground, all right? You just want her head to be, and then now she sits, the collar goes a little bit looser, and if she lays down, the collar goes totally loose, all right?
Okay.
That's what we're after here, not to pin it to the ground, and just give her, stay steady, be nice or quiet. You know, you're going to work out your routine. But the other thing, a bored dog mentally is a reactive dog. And the breed is always already a reactive dog because she's got Jack Russell in her, okay? So you've got to mentally use that head every day. So then you build up the better teamwork and she's going to listen to you more. And the main thing is you're giving her other things to do and now she's just not on, you know, ready to go bananas when she hears something outside. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, people, when you have reactive dogs that barkity, you know, like the pin drops in the house, that dog is screaming boredom city. And so you need to get the big book of tricks for the best dog ever. Get the 10-minute dog training games. Get the brain teasers for dogs. Get brain games for dogs. These are all books. And the whole thing is the more you mentally use your dogs, and it's not hours and hours at a time, folks. It can be a minute. It can be 5 minutes, a little here, a little there throughout the day, especially if you're at home. And the big thing I'm seeing with the COVID dogs that's sending me over the edge is that people that used to keep their dogs in a kennel now threw the kennel out. Well, I'm here all day. Why do I need it? No, folks, the dog needs to have individual time just to themselves. And same with their cats. The cats all rolled their eyes when their humans quit going to work because it's like, where's my downtime? It's so busy. There are people moving. There's conversation. It's driving me nuts. And so that's why, you know, you folks, you got to get them, keep them kennel trained, because otherwise, what are you going to do? Stay home for the rest of your life? Not going to go grocery shopping, not going to go out to eat, not going to go back to work. All of a sudden, you start doing more and more things away from the house. You're going to have a mess in your house if you have given your dog where they're constantly on you, in you, next to you, touching you. No, we can't have that. We got to create individuality, all right? Whereas the dog is okay with being in another room while you're in your office and they're not screaming and hollering from the other end. There again, teach. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to go out and about. You got everything around you, like for brain games and such like that, to utilize their brain. And then you don't be redundant and you do the same thing over and over and over again. 1 week, teach this. Next week, teach something different. Keep it moving. Keep it intriguing for yourself to be intrigued and for the dog to be intrigued. It's going to help you a lot. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of separation anxiety problems, folks. Okay, who's up?
Yeah, we have Pam, and her dog is having accidents at night.
All right. Hi, Pam. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What kind of pupper?
It's a Labrador Retriever.
How old?
3 years old.
A girl, him, her?
It's a girl.
Okay. So what's going on?
Yep. Well, she's actually having accidents during the day when she's napping. Whenever she naps, it's all the time, but quite a lot. She'll, I don't know if she's in such a deep sleep that she doesn't realize she's doing it, but she'll stand up and then she's urinated on her bed.
Okay.
And it's usually, I mean, we've tried to take her out every hour and she'll still, like within a half an hour, she'll urinate right after she's sleeping. She usually doesn't do it at night, so she can hold it all night.
Okay, well, the system slows down when they go to a sound sleep. Things don't get shoved through the system as fast. Okay, now does this happen, like, you know, every day, once a week, what?
Yep, it started at the beginning of December, and it was happening every day, so we thought she had a UTI, so we did the apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And that didn't seem to do anything, so just this week we took her in to see if she had one, and she did not.
Okay.
And so then they did blood work to make sure her kidneys were okay, and they were fine.
Good. Okay, what food are you feeding?
Nutrisource.
Okay.
We rotate the turkey and the lamb.
Oh, look at you. I'm proud of you. Now,
yeah, and then we give her like a half a cup, and then we make our own food.
Oh, nice.
So she'll get a little bit of venison and cottage cheese and eggs.
Oh,
and
look
whatever.
At that. Boy, are you like a nice that. Mommy. Can I come over for dinner? okay. There is, no, she's fixed, I'm gathering, right?
She's what?
She's fixed. She's spayed.
Yes, she okay. is. Yep.
This would be a Dr. Jess, the holistic vet, because I know there is a remedy when dogs leak. Like a lot of the older dogs that are fixed that are, it has to do with their estrogen. Okay. And so a lot of dogs will leak as they get older, but at 3 years old to leak, it's not. And this isn't really a potty problem. Thank you for taking her in and having it checked. Okay. But it's not a potty problem. It's a system problem. Like it has to do like with, it's kind of like, I don't know how old you are. Well, you know, I'm 65 now. Sometimes when I laugh a little hard, I leak. All right. And so, you know, as you get older, that those things, but well, this dog is only 3 years old. So there might be, like I said, I know there's something that can help with this leakage. Now, are you giving any probiotics that just depends? Have you tried any of the cranberry?
No, we haven't tried. I heard that on the other caller, and we haven't tried that.
Maybe you could try the
cranberry. Yeah, we could try that. She does get a probiotic and
okay,
fish
good.
Oil.
Oh, look
morning.
At you. Boy, you are such a good mommy. All right. But yeah, I would try the cranberry, and then I would go to give Dr. Jess a tickle. You know, holistic-vet-care.com. Tell her that you called in to the show. And then I suggested that get a hold of her for, a 3-year-old lab that's leaking. And then just kind of like keep track of it. Like keep a journal for about 3-4 days about how many times you're cleaning that up. You know, like, She took a nap at 8 o'clock in the morning, and when she got up at 8:15, she leaked. Okay, and then so we can kind of see what's going on around too. So kind of take a journal of that, because at 3 years old to have this that's not something's not connecting correctly. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you rehydrate the dry food?
I do.
Oh, good. Okay. Boy, you're a star. You are a star, woman. All right.
We listen to you.
Well, no, I know people listen, but they don't always do. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I would do.
Just came out of the blue.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's what I mean is that there's something here. And so that's what I would do is I give Dr. Jess a tickle, okay, kid? And then give me, and when you get this all squared away, give a call back so we can see. We all learn from each other, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, that's crazy. Okay. A man is sitting in his cabin in Chicago. 3 hours later, he gets out of his cabin in California. How can this be? We'll be back.